You know, we met today, and like always, we tell the truth. And, you know, we went through everything, but I was very pleased with our team's effort overall. I think our preparation going in the game, the clarity that we talk about with our team, I thought was very evident going to a tough environment. It's a very good team that we face. And to go up there and at least the mindset that we had going into the game, I was very pleased. Saw some good things offensively, 430 yards of total offense, 13 explosive plays. I think it's the most that we've had this year. Defensively, limited rushing attack to 29 yards. You know, all really good signs. 1.1 yards per carry. Special teams, you know, saw some good things as far as our return units, some flashes of it. So, you know, I think that was all good. I love the spirit of our team. I love how they're relentless and they don't blink and they battle and they fight and they scratch and they'll do everything it can to give us a chance to be victorious. Unfortunately, that's not enough. I think at critical times in the game, you know, offensively we got to make plays, defensively you got to make stops, and special teams you got to come through. And that's what we're not doing right now. And so, you know, we'll continue to look at it, evaluate the tape. They're doing it with the players right now, and we'll continue to grow.
Blake's fumble when he got sacked. Looking at it on tape, what should he have done?
Well, I think sometimes what happens in the red zone, when you look at some of the things that we talk about, depending on the team that we're playing, is that there are opportunities to run in the red zone. And there's a couple opportunities where he could take advantage of that and, you know, just run the ball and get as much as he can or slide, and we'll go on to the next play.
Was that surprising? Because usually he's pretty.
Well, he was. You know what? I think sometimes with Blake, he's had the ability to, when he extends plays, to make big plays. And he's done that throughout the game. He's done that throughout the year. So I think down in that area, he was extending the play and looking to make a big play. It wasn't there. So now just take what you can, and we'll go on to the next play.
Chunk plays are such an important part of winning, and you guys got them yesterday, like you mentioned, but didn't get the result. But just, do you feel like you guys are getting to a point consistently where you can count on getting those chunk plays with the Allens and Blake week in and week out?
Well, I think that you're starting to see it when it shows up consistently. You know, I don't know if you can ever count out from game to game. A lot of work goes into that with the players and the coaches, and to see it come through is good. You know, it shows that the quarterback's making good decisions, the receivers are catching the balls that are thrown to them, and the protection is good. So, yeah, it is a big part, because usually when you see explosive plays within a drive, it gives you a greater chance to score. So those are all barometers that we look at to know that, hey, when you have that many yards of offense, you're moving the ball like we are, points should come. And, you know, so that's what we got to keep going on.
Is Julius's conditioning where you want it? Is he still kind of trying to get back?
I think he's still working on it. But, you know, Julius, you know, is unfortunate because there's a couple plays there that we had set up for him for big plays. And one, maybe the timing, the fade route that was in the end zone. There's another play that we had set up for him that because of protection, it broke down. We underthrew him a little bit. Blake got hit, I think, right prior. So he was second most targeted guy on the team, you know, as far as receivers. So that timing, that, you know, I don't know how much of it is conditioning, be a great question for him. But I think the timing, the more and more they work together, I think the better it'll be.
Was the injury an issue at all?
With Julius?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. It was not brought to my attention.
With all the injuries that you've had at wide receiver, how huge has Brian Walters been over the last few weeks?
He's just really steady and consistent. I think trust is the big thing that we talk about with our team, and a guy that repeats over and over and brings value to the team and plays at a high level, it builds that trust.
Can you explain why you don't want Nick returning punts in the 10 and you guys use Walters there?
Well, yeah, Brian Walters does a good job. With the fair catches, he does a good job showing a fair catch and letting the ball go in the end zone, trying to deviate the path of the return team. You know, just some of those uncanny experience things that he shows, you know, without giving up too much, you know, I'd say some of those qualities.
Do you trust his ball security more than Nick's in that area
too? No, I think it's more that aspect. We haven't had an issue really with Nick that I can think of. You know, I think with Nick's situation, you know, one of the things we're looking at is we're looking for returns. You know, we're trying to get more yards of return. A kickoff return, he had a couple really good returns. And then the punt return, the 20-yarder. And, you know, going into that situation where it was on the field, felt like he gave us the best opportunity. I think when he looked, he saw a lot of green grass down the sideline and, took his eye off of it for a split second. You can't do that.
It's an unusual approach, though, right?
I think until, you know, you're developing, you're trying to utilize everybody's strengths, and everybody has a role. No different than offense or defense. You know, you look for guys' strengths and what they can do to help and add a part to the team and have a role for this team. And, you know, special teams is no different.
On the last punt, would you like Brian to catch it?
What was that?
On the last punt, Walters, he was probably thinking touchback, but a lot of time ran out the clock. Is that a tough situation for
him? It is because, you just stay true to our principles and, hopefully it bounces and goes into the end zone.
Those guys stay in the same position.
We'll continue to evaluate it.
You'll look at it again.
Yeah.
What went into having Toby be inactive yesterday?
Well, I think just he's playing a lot of special teams too, and just where he is, as far as what we're asking him to do on special teams, some of the coverage things when he's sprinting down long distances, I think that we're looking at, is he 100% in doing that, and that was part of it.
I think he
could play, but that's just one aspect that we looked at and we felt like we want to go with a different direction on special teams.
So there's no injury involved, just want to go in a different
direction. Yeah, I think that, he's still, is he 100%? I think he still battles through some things, some nicks and bruises and aches like some of the other guys.
So he could play again this year?
He could play, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he could.
You touched on House after the game last night, but looking back at it, how was his game?
I thought he did a really good job. I was really pleased with the way House has really showed up the last couple of weeks and some of the challenges he's faced. As I look at this game, I think there's two areas. We talked about all the good things that took place, but it really came down to turnovers. And once we crossed the 50, those fringe red zone scoring opportunities, that's where we didn't do as well. Offensively, we had first and 10 on the 40, first and 10 on the 40, and first and 10 on the 10. And we came away with no points in all three of those situations. Defensively, I think there was three opportunities where they had a short field inside there. I think there was five total. Two of them, we stopped them. They had no points, but other three, they scored touchdowns. And I think that was a big area. The one with House down the red zone, third and five, they battled for it, and he made a play. But Brandon Marshall, highly targeted, a guy that we all know, well-respected in the league, and to have four catches, he did some good things.
If Sample's available to play Sunday, do you have an idea how you want to work him in free safety?
No, we haven't talked about that either so much.
How much does he have to catch up again?
Well, he does. He has to catch up, not only defensively, but special teams-wise. He's missed quite a bit, so I think that'll be more work in progress to evaluate him as he goes on.
Who do you think had the edge between Evans and Sergio?
They both did some solid things. I think defensively, we played solid. Even and Sergio, I know there was a play there. You wish he had back. He had a chance for an interception and didn't get it. But, overall, I thought they both played pretty solid.
Cyprian led you guys in tackles, and obviously the run defense was outstanding. How did you feel like he contributed to that?
I thought he did very well. I think he's like our whole defense. We had seven missed tackles on the day, and Cip had 13, and I don't think he had a missed tackle. And so I just thought overall as a unit performed very well. And I thought for him, you're starting to see him. We talked about, having a good feel for the defense, when to come down, when to stay back, where to fit. I just see him having more clarity and playing at a higher level. And hopefully he continues with that consistently.
Of course, the fumble on McCoy, do you feel like he's starting to hit another level of his game?
Well, I think it's like we mentioned before, the consistency. You want to see it, with every opportunity. So all really good signs, really good signs.
You emphasized punt coverage and I guess probably kickoff coverage this week going into the game. Were you pleased with the progress you made?
Well, the punt coverage, they still average, I think, on the four that they returned around 10 yards per return. So, we'd like to have that number a little bit lower. I think when you're right there, you're probably middle of the pack in the NFL, which isn't good enough. The kickoff return, there's part of that with the their kickoff return with the field position. They had the long return. And, the defense had a – Yeah, we lost contain on it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think those, you know, situations, they really flare up. And defensively, I think that when a team has a long field of work, you know, I think like any team, you have a greater chance to be successful. So special teams played an impact on that drive.
Is there a lot of moving parts, like let's say on punt coverage when they average 10? Are there a lot of moving parts, hang time, gunners?
There is. Coverage? There is. It's, you know, protection first, obviously, and then to get off blocks and get down there, the hang time, the direction, the gunners getting off there, the personal protector. You know, some of the guys that are intent is to be down there first, you know, as the first wave. So I think any disruption there can lead to a little bit longer return.
You think the success of the offense, especially against a good defense like the Jets, is going to give them more confidence moving forward?
Well, it, you know, I think so. But this team isn't, you know, we talk about those things, but when you talk to the team, you still feel a sense of, what do we need to get corrected? We get that. We're doing better offensively. We're doing some things. We're getting some yards. Defensively, we held them. But how do we get this corrected and to where we finish? And I felt like on the sideline, the whole team felt like that. That last punt return that we ended up muffing, I think on the sideline it was like, all right, here we go. Here's our chance. Let's go out there and perform like we're capable. We just didn't get that opportunity. So I think, yeah, although they're pleased with some of the things that are being seen, there's areas that we need to improve on too. So I think like any competitor, they look at the things we're doing well, but also the areas that we need to improve on.
Talvin didn't play a couple of snaps for the first time this year. Was that a package thing?
It was a package.
What'd you want to do there?
Well, we changed it up. There was a package where Talvin was in there and a package where Puz was in there, the only linebacker. So it was a little bit of change up, and it was for matchups.
Myers kickoffs,
what
happened there?
What's that?
Myers kickoffs.
Well, again, I don't know. It's not the distance that we're looking for. The direction is pretty good. They're a little bit short. I don't know. Be a good question for him. Was his focus on, you know what, I'm going to clean up these field goals and extra points and have his focus in on that. But, you know, his hang time, you know, can continue. I think the direction where we're kicking it, he's getting an idea of that. It's not like we're putting in a specific area. He has some freedom. But, you know, we need to have a better, you know, as far as the distance and hang time.
Giving up six sacks like that, is it a combination of not a good job by the offensive line, good pass coverage by
sure.
them?
Sure. Well, I think it was a couple things. One, I think they ran two of the same blitzes. And the first time that it hit us, we had a mistake in the backfield. The second time, the offensive line adjusted and changed up and didn't follow their rules. So same pressure, two different looks when you look at that film. So obviously they didn't follow their rules. And that's what it came down to. There was one where we just got beat. And protection with one-on-one with the back. And then there was some with Blake where he just held the ball too long. I think there was some where, you know, the sack caused fumble, trying to make a play happen rather than just run the ball and take the yardage. And but there was times where, you know, I think the conversation would be with him is, you know, when you hold the ball that long, there's an opportunity. So some of those might be half the offensive line and half on Blake.
There's a play where Blake slid out of bounds right in front of
you. Yeah.
Richardson came in. Why is that not penalty?
Well, I thought I saw it, that he tried to avoid him. It looked like he tried to hurdle him. You know, so.
Still at the quarterback.
Yeah. It's a question for the officials, I guess.
That long in and from the tight end running and across the middle. Are you in zone there?
Yes.
And is that almost impossible to defend if you can't get to the quarterback?
No, it isn't. I appreciate the question. It's hard for me to go into it without giving an idea how we defend that. But, no, it's not. We've defended it many times. We just lost our eyes.
That's
not my understanding. I know that. He played 13 plays, I believe, and then went out and Thurston came in and played 13 because we weren't in base that much. So we'll find out more from the trainers. I think we'll have a better idea Wednesday. Well, I've always, you know, anybody that's a little bit banged up, you want to see how they're going to come back on Wednesday. But, you know, we'll see.
halfway point of the season. What gives you confidence for the second half, and what concerns you?
Well, I think, you know, just some of the things that I mentioned before, I think we are seeing progress with offensively, defensively, some of the things that we want to be strong in, you're seeing it, and those things are showing up consistently. But like I also mentioned, unfortunately, we're not doing enough of those things at critical times. So that's the area that we need to continue to work on. But the spirit, the relentlessness, the battling, all those aspects of this team, I mean, really evident yesterday. Really evident. I thought to go into a good team in their environment and play like we did, I see growth taking place. But this team wants more. And, you know, and we have to, you know, put them in position to get more and to earn more. And we're learning that part of it. And so I think it's always encouraging when you see that, those aspects, and a team that's fighting and wanting more. And, you know, that's what we'll go for.
That's a little different than what you said earlier in the year when you were a little concerned about the level of, if not effort, but competing on every play by every player. But you feel like you've seen some...
Yeah, I think that, you know, through the last couple of weeks, some things that take place. You know, the standard for us will not change. The players adjust to the standard that we create. And I think they understand that. Sometimes players come in from other teams, they have to learn the standard. And they have to learn what's expected of them exactly in all situations. And I think that standard is, we're not going to bring the standard down or up or move it. It's what we have. And, you know, I think players are understanding that part of it.
Are you guys closer to the standard than at any point in these 3 years? Do you feel like you're getting close to being able to win on the road and put a win streak?
Well, I think the part that you see, if you get caught up in statistics, you look at like the run defense and the passing offense and things like that, that's moving in a good direction. I think for us, when you really make the big step is, what do winning teams do consistently? And I think that those teams, when they make plays at critical times, like we did in Buffalo, you know, you get a situation, it's at a critical time, and you go down there and you score, defensively stops them, and you win the game. That's what we need to do, more of that consistently when those times show up. And I think that's what this team needs to continue to grow from. We learn, we'll draw from that experience, we have another opportunity. That's why going in this game with that last punt return, that's how the team felt on the sideline. And they really don't blink, and that part I appreciate.
Mistakes. Can he change that midway through the season? Or just
well, you know what? I think, you know, when I look at Blake, you know, some of the things that he's done, I mean, I don't have him in front of me. I think he completed 60% of his passes, you know, in the game, 380 yards, two TDs, four rushes for 32 yards. I think he's doing a lot of really good things. A lot of good things. I think that in critical times, he is making plays. He's giving the receivers a chance. 13 explosive plays. He's obviously building trust in the receiving corps and, you know, doing some things like that. So, yeah, but there's going to be some areas that he needs to continue to improve on. And, you know, that's with everybody in this game. But I'm very pleased with how he's been operating and, you know, how this team is going offensively.
The Ravens had a bye week. What's the challenge when you're on the other side of that, when you know a team's had some extra time and, you know, has been able to maybe create some
right. You know, I really don't know how they handle it. I don't know, you know, how they go about it with their preparation. You know, I think the big thing is when you have a bye week, you get healthier. So, you know, that's a big advantage of a bye week. I think that's your players come back and they're fresher. The guys that are a little bit banged up come back healthier. The preparation part, sure, it starts a couple days earlier, you know, but they'll amp it up, I'm sure, on Wednesday like all of us.
Blake and the offense have responded to adversity pretty well in the last two games. What do you think the difference is?
Well, you know, we've been spending a lot of time on you know, just the clarity part of it. You know, the confidence, the not giving in to discouragement, those things. And I think that's where they're doing a good job. I think defensively, too. I think defensively they're doing a good job. 270 yards passing, I don't know, 29 yards rushing. The problem with offensively and defensively and special teams is, again, field position and turnovers. We're not getting any on defense, and we had four on offense and special teams combined. That's the big area.
You may not have this in front of you, but last year in the offseason had a lot of sacks, but then the pressure numbers.
Right.
Has that
Well, yeah.
Glad you done there.
Yeah, you're right. And looking at, like, this week, I think we had two knockdowns and one pressure or two pressure. Now, going in the game, Fitzpatrick, I think in four games he was sacked six times. So it's, again, that decisiveness that we talked about all during the week. He makes good decisions, and he makes quick decisions. So to get a couple sacks on him was good. The coverage is tight. To get a couple knockdowns on him, that's good. But, yeah, you try to look at that because it can forecast the future.